Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis, joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Auburn back from the SEC Championships now a week before the Tigers will find out. As a matter of fact, a week to the day, Auburn will find out its bid to the NCAA tournament on Monday the 29th. About 5 o'clock is what we understand for that bid. Again, joined now by Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds. Coach, your thoughts about the SEC tournament down in Baton Rouge and Auburn's match against the LSU Fighting Tigers?
Yeah, you know, a little bit disappointed. Obviously, we finished off the season, the regular season, in great fashion. And to put ourselves in a position of being number four seed and getting that double bye, I thought was, you know, the perfect position that we wanted to be in. Credit to LSU. It was an unbelievable atmosphere. It was a brutal match. And, you know, I think honestly for them, you know, having those two matches prior, you know, gave them a lot of fight, even though maybe they were playing on some tired legs. And, you know, we came out and played great doubles, you know, got on top of them early on court two and three and held on the whole way. And I think between that doubles and singles, that's where, you know, probably about a 15-minute gap of maybe not playing, coming out and really putting our head down and getting ahead. And we kind of let them hang on, right? And then obviously you see, we go up 3-1 with three matches in the third set. And like I said, at that point, I mean, you probably had 500-600 people in the crowd just, you know, beating on the metal bleachers and in an atmosphere that we had never played in front of, and a great one. But unfortunate that, you know, we came up a little short, but our guys fought. And, you know, that's part of it.
All right. I want to ask you to talk about a couple of your players, and we could talk about that entire roster. But let me ask him, and we've talked about him a little bit this season already. Billy Blades has won 9 consecutive singles for you this year, 27 overall singles wins for Billy Blades. If you would talk about the season that he has put together for you now as you guys gear up for the NCAA tournament.
He's playing just some unbelievable tennis, and not really unbelievable because it sounds like it's something he's not capable of doing. He just knows who he is as a player. Some of the areas that both myself and John have been working on with him since the fall, and now it's coming to fruition, right? And now he's able to feel good about that in his game, and he's able to go out there and then convert. He struggled, right? Obviously, early on in the fall, on, you know, trying to really take advantage of what he has of his game, of his serve and his forehand. I would say last year he relied a lot on his backhand and playing more backhands through the middle of the court. And you know, we've really tried to put in his game and tried to help him see that, you know, his forehand is a massive weapon. And now being able to not only just usually go forehand into his opponent's backhand, which is the ad court side, but taking balls through the middle and pulling the guy to the forehand side to open up court. And then that, I think, coupled with being able to, most of the time he hits a really, really heavy forehand. So when the ball falls short, trying to get him to flatten that forehand out a little bit and penetrate the court, take a little bit more time away from his opponent, and then follow that ball in. And when he does that, I mean, there's not a lot of guys that that can beat him, you know? And then I say on top of that, he just has a willingness and a belief in himself that if he has to hit 20 or 25 balls in a rally, he can do it. And if he has to do it for 4 games in a row, he's going to do it, you know? And that's, I think, what he's starting to realize is, okay, sometimes I can play aggressive. Sometimes I can just rally with the guy and I can be successful in both scenarios. And then obviously when you start winning, right, you start having so much confidence and you don't really think about it, right? You just kind of go out there and just hit the ball and you're playing the way you should because it's just coming naturally to you. So he's had a great year this year. You know, it didn't matter. We start him off at 6. He's finishing at 3. I think if I'm not mistaken, he's 12-1 in SEC play, finishing obviously all of his matches. And it's a guy, you know, for the next 2 years, as we look to the future, you know, that's going to be leading this team. So we're excited, obviously, of what he's done this year. And like I said, he's put in the work. So it's great to see guys have results when they put in the hard work.
Finn Murgut on as one of your veterans on this squad, now 14-2 in singles matches. What has he meant to Auburn in his time at Auburn, Coach?
Just who he's become, right? In the 5 years, I love Finn to death. And, you know, if I would have said that, if somebody would have told me that he would be 14-2 and, you know, whatever his record is in the SEC, right at number two right now, I would have believed it. Now, I don't know if he would have believed it, 3 or 4 years ago, but it's a testament to who he has become and his willingness to implement things in his game. Not only, he's always been a one-strike tennis player, right? When the ball is there to rip, he's always done that. Now I think he's seeing that, maybe he doesn't have to take that first opening, but if he works the point a little bit longer, maybe that second opening is going to be a better scenario and more successful. So he believes more in himself now to extend points, to rally with guys, no matter what number and what opponent he's playing, and then take that strike. He has probably one of the best top 5 to 10 forehands in the country. So, trying to tell him and teach him and show him that, hey, man, like if you continue to just wait for your opportunities and then rip that forehand, it's not coming back. You're putting the guy either so far on defense or you're going to get the forced error. And then his just quickness to be able to come forward, right? He volleys so well. His doubles is, again, one of the probably the top 5 in the country. So whenever he can find his way to the net, it's a great sign for him and for me as a coach as I'm watching three courts down. I tell him, look, every time I see you're coming to the net, I know you're doing the right thing. I don't have to watch every point and how it transpires. I know when you finish up there that you've done the right thing.
Talk about this week of training, Coach, as you gear up to find out about your NCAA tournament bid.
We're taking it a little bit lighter, as I told you, throughout the year and kind of something that I've learned as a coach from feedback from the guys from last year is that we were beat up towards the end of the season. We were beat up into the SEC tournament. We were beat up, mentally, emotionally, and physically going into the NCAA tournament. So for these guys, they have off. They had off yesterday. We have off today, tomorrow. Allow them to kind of catch back up with schoolwork going into finals. And then we'll hit the ground hard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Obviously give them off Sunday and then see where we're at Monday. So, at this point in the season, it's hard to like put things in their game, right? I want them to feel good when they're out on the court. I want them to be just excited to be out on the court, for those 2-3 hours of practice each week and not feel like it's a chore, right? And I think that comes with days off. And just getting in that right mind frame. And, I felt like we did that for the SEC tournament. It just, the results just didn't come as we had hoped. But planning and the way we approached it was spot on.
We'll talk to you again next week when we learn of your bid and set up the NCAA tournament, Coach. Thank you for the visit today. War Eagle.
Thanks for your time. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.